Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutade Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namade Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschacha Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This morning, we dove very deeply into the message of Chaitanya Charitamrita that describes Nityananda Tattva. And it was very deep. Too deep. So we're going to dive a little shallower this time and describe the glories of Nityananda Ram. Some of the unlimited glories of Nityananda Ram. Following Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, who was one of the students of Jiva Goswami and a great songwriter, Bhaktivinod Thakur acclaimed that whatever he wrote is as good as scripture, because he was a perfectly realized soul and anything he wrote was the absolute truth. So in one of his writings, Narottam Das Thakur describes the identity of Lord Nityananda as being none different than Lord Balaram. Prajendra Nandana Ye Sachi Suta Hoilose. Prajendra Nandana, the son of Nanda Kumar, the king of the cowherds, the Indra, or the lord of Braja, that was Nanda Maharaj, and the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajendra Nandana se Sachi Suta, Hoilo se, is none different than the son of Mother Sachi, Sachi Nandana, or Lord Chaitanya, is none different than Krishna. Balaram Hoilo Nitai. And Balaram and Lord Nityananda are also the same. We heard in detail this morning. So just as in Braja, so also in Navadvip or Mayapur, the personality of Godhead appeared in Dwarapa Yuga to teach the process of bhakti. And in his Bhagavad Gita, what's the concluding message of Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yashami ma shuchaha. Although Krishna's promise is ma shuchaha, one should have no fear, that by this one process, just take to devotional service, and any other dharma or beneficial activity that exists in the world, if you don't do this one, that one, dharma, or duty in life, but you do this one thing, ma mekam sharanam, surrender completely unto Krishna, everything is accomplished. But Krishna was considering, this is the age of Kali, and everything is so disturbed. And people are so lazy. And they're so misguided. And they're so unfortunate. And above all, their minds are always disturbed. They're always quarreling. How are they going to practice devotional service? I know. I'll show them how to do it. So he came himself. Who can teach anything better than the personality of Godhead himself? I'll come myself. And I'll show them. Mame kam sharanam. How to do that. So the Lord became the devotee of the Lord. Krishna became the devotee of Krishna. It was Krishna. Rajendra Nandana se, Sachi Sutta Hoilo se. But how do you best serve Krishna? Balaram knows best how to serve Krishna. So Balaram came with him as Lord Nityananda to give that most wonderful gift of not just devotional service, but the perfection, the culmination of devotional service. Devotional service starts as a seed, just as we quoted that verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita during the Yajna. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bija. The seed of the creeper of Bhakti. Bhakti Lata Bija. But what happens when the seed is sprouted and it starts to grow, and it grows and grows and grows and pierces the covering of the universe. It goes through the seven layers of the coverings of the universe and enters into the spiritual sky and continues to grow and grow into the spiritual sky and enters into the Goloka Vrindavan planet. And at the feet of Krishna, it manifests the beautiful lotus of bhakti, and in the fruit of that lotus is the ripened fruit of love of God. And Lord Nityananda was plucking that ripened fruit of love of God and saying, "Here, take it." Who's qualified? Who's not qualified? Doesn't matter. Please take. This is Lord Nityananda. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began the public chanting of the holy name, for a long time it was just within the house of Srivasanga. But after the incident of delivering Chankazi, it went into the marketplace. And all around the nine islands of Navadvip, the chanting of the holy name was heard. The most compassionate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested his two chief whips, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. During the daytime, so many people are busy in their fruitive activities. We have our kirtan in the morning and in the evening, but during the daytime, people are wasting their time. Lord Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, go door to door and implore everyone, chant the holy name, and come back at the end of the day and report to me how many persons chanted the holy name. Lord Nityananda was just so happy to have some service, intimate service of Lord Chaitanya. He ran out the door. And Haridas Thakur was elder. He was running after him. Lord Nityananda was madman. He would go to the Ganga. And he would beg the Brahmins, "My dear sir, you are most wonderful, very intelligent, very learned." The Brahmin would think, "Yes. Here's such a smart young man. He recognizes all of my qualities." And then Lord Nityananda would say, just for one moment, please set aside all this rubbish and just understand one thing. Take shelter of the holy name and the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabodhananda Saraswati describes, this is the way of Lord Nityananda. Sometimes he would see in the Ganga, there were crocodiles. So he'd jump in the Ganga and go swimming after the crocodiles, and Haridas Thakur would be calling out, stop, stop! But Lord Nityananda was so intoxicated in love of God, he'd go and ride on the back of the crocodile and go swimming down the Ganga. Sometimes he would come to the side of the Ganga where the young girls were making their offerings to the goddess that they would have good husbands. And Lord Nityananda would come standing before them and said, I have come. You're offering your prayers. Now please give me all of your offerings. And I will be very satisfied. And the young girls would go and complain to their Brahmin husbands or fathers. And the fathers would come after Haridas. Say, what are you doing? He said, I'm just with this madman. I'm not doing anything. And he'd go back and complain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You've sent me with this wild man. He sometimes goes to people's doors and just bursts inside their doors and starts ranting and raving. Chant the holy name! Chant the holy name! People think he's crazy. Can you send me with somebody else? So one day, in the distance, they saw two drunkards, Jagai and Madhai, wild, swearing and cursing and pulling each other's hair and hitting each other and taking weapons and threatening people with their weapons if they didn't give them all their money, and drinking alcohol and intoxicated, falling over each other, madmen. Lord Nityananda said, let's give them the holy name. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can bring those two wild men to the position of devotional service, his name will be spread widely all over the land. Let's go. Haridas Thakur was saying, no, stop, stop. But nothing could stop Lord Nityananda. He ran to them in their intoxicated state, pleaded with them, chant the holy name. Jagai and Madhai looked at each other like, who is this person? Doesn't he understand? Worthy. The terrors of Navadvip. So they both picked up clubs and brandished the clubs. And Lord Nityananda went running and Haridas Thakur went running after him. So when the report came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very pleased. Just see, Lord Nityananda, the savior of the most fallen, Patita Pavana. How merciful is Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda thought, tomorrow we'll be successful. Haridas Thakur was saying, no, no. But nothing can stop the merciful Lord Nityananda. So he went before Jagai and Madhai again and pleaded with them, please, chant the holy name of Krishna. Make your life successful. Free yourself from all the reactions of your so many countless sinful activities. Jagai was furious. Here he comes again. He picked up a clay pot and threw it at Lord Nityananda's head and it hit his head. And from his head, blood started to come. But that didn't faze Lord Nityananda. Never mind that. Please chant the holy name. Madhai was amazed. This person is a genuine saint. And my brother Jagai has offended him in a very terrible way. He fell at his feet. Please forgive my brother. Please forgive me. Meanwhile, word went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Lord Nityananda has been physically harmed by these two wild men. And he came running at once with the Sudarshan Chakra raised, ready to sever the heads of those offenders of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda fell at his feet, as did Madhai. Lord Nityananda said, "My Lord, not in this incarnation. You've come to deliver the sinful, not to kill them. Please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give your mercy to these two fallen souls." Being implored by Lord Nityananda, he checked his Sudarshan Chakra. But he turned to Jaghai and Madhai and said, "How can I possibly forgive you unless you receive the full forgiveness of Lord Nityananda?" At this, Jaghai also understood, I almost lost my life. And he too, along with Madhai, fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda and begged for his forgiveness. With that, the merciful Lord Nityananda embraced them both, said, "You are fully forgiven. Now chant the holy name of Krishna." So they both called out with genuine feeling, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Lord Nityananda was very happy. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. And Lord Chaitanya said to Lord Nityananda, "By your mercy, these two most fallen souls have been saved." And Lord Nityananda said, "No, no, no, it was by your mercy that these two fallen souls have been saved." Mahaprabhu said, "How can you say that? It was you. You risked your life, your safety, just to give your mercy to these fallen souls." And Lord Nityananda said, "Yes, I gave my mercy, but it was you who delivered them. I don't have any independent power, but it is you, my Lord, who are the most merciful." In this way, they had transcendental disagreement. Who was most merciful and who actually delivered Jaghai and Madhai? Right then and there, Lord Chaitanya instructed Jaghai and Madhai, "All of your sinful activities are now relieved. The reactions are gone. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you've chanted the holy name. My one request is never do this again. Never perform further sinful activities, but simply serve the devotees of the Lord." And he turned to the devotees, said, "You see here Jaghai and Madhai, you should consider them to be my devotees. Never, never speak about their past activity, for that will be a great offense unto the holy name. But you should consider them to be devotees and give your mercy to them as I have given my mercy to them." Jaghai and Madhai were so moved by this compassion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they again implored him, "Please, give us some service that we can do for the Vaishnavas, just to please you." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Very well. Right here, in this very spot, by the side of the Ganga, you can build a ghat. We will call it the Jaghai Madhai ghat, so that all the pilgrims that come to take their bath in the Ganga can easily take their bath at the Jaghai Madhai ghat." So they were very happy. They immediately set themselves to building a very wonderful ghat. They didn't just build the ghat in service to the devotees. They stood on either side of the ghat, and each person that came with folded hands for weeks and months, they offered their obeisances and begged forgiveness, although they were already forgiven. Their mood was not to say, "Okay, now it's in the past, everything is okay. But their mood was to humbly serve the devotees, begging for forgiveness for all of their unlimited offenses. Naturally, the Vaishnavas were very pleased. And so all, even the residual tendency to resume those bad activities was taken away by the mercy of the Vaishnavas and the holy name and Lord Nityananda, all of whom are instruments of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We also are recipients of that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his service to the Lord was to restore people, the souls of this dark age of Kali, once again to the position of devotional service. To whatever degree we're engaged in devotional service, we should understand this is due to Lord Nityananda's mercy. Now sometimes, or more than sometimes, we find that there are challenges on the path of devotional service. Sometimes even struggles on the path of devotional service. Sometimes we even become doubtful if we're going to make it to stay steady on the path of devotional service. Do you know what you should do then? We should pray to Lord Nityananda for his continued mercy because he is Nityananda Ram. As the manifestation of Balaram, he will give you strength, spiritual strength, not physical strength, so you can get big muscles and lift big weights. I just saw one billboard, one guy, wow, big, advertising something to drink. Makes you big muscle, not that kind, but spiritually strong. Balaram, Nityananda Ram. Pray to Nityananda Ram, especially today, for spiritual strength, to carry out that devotional service which, by the mercy of Nityananda Ram, we have the opportunity to render. I want to share one other very important teaching that Srila Prabhupada has passed on to us. And that is, if we want to be successful in this life of returning to the spiritual world, we certainly need the mercy of Krishna. But which one of us can say, I'm an eligible candidate for the mercy of Krishna? But if we get recommendation by Srimati Radharani that Krishna should give his mercy, Krishna will give his mercy. But who is eligible for the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Which one of us can say, oh, I have a very intimate relationship with Srimati Radharani and I'm eligible? We can't say. So how to become recommended to Srimati Radharani? This is by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani and he's most merciful, giving that love for Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. But that may seem to be so elevated, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I'm this, whatever you want to call it, very fallen person, tiny jiva, with so many faults and bad qualities. Devotees sometimes meditate on all their bad qualities and feel discouraged. But they shouldn't meditate on all their bad qualities and feel discouraged. If you get the mercy of the most merciful Lord Nityananda, by his mercy, you'll get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Prabhupada's teaching, specifically this chain that I'm describing. Now, how do we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Call out for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Call the holy name, crying, like the child crying for the mother, calling for Lord Nityananda's mercy. And you know what else will help you call out like that and get the favor of Lord Nityananda? Prabhupada's teaching is, approach the conditioned souls and induce them to chant the holy name and take the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was Lord Nityananda's service. It's exactly the service that Lord Chaitanya gave him. To induce others to chant the holy name and take Lord Chaitanya's pure teachings of love of God. Please take. In this way, immediately you're inviting the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And you'll be protected by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And by getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda, automatically you get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will naturally follow. You'll win the favor of Srimati Radharani. And when you're in the favor of Srimati Radharani, she'll introduce you to Krishna. Here is a very sincere soul, please accept them. And Krishna can't say no to Radharani. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful pastimes, there are several explicit examples of our great acharyas who achieved Krishna's shelter because they received the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy they got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy they got residence with Krishna in the spiritual world. Would you like to hear some of those nice examples? Yeah. Very prominent one is Raghunath Das Goswami. Now, the life of Raghunath Das Goswami could take easily an hour and a half, but I'll just put it in a capsule form. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of two of the most wealthy men in India at the time. One was their brothers, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar. Majumdar is a title. They were zamindars. They were landholders. And their business was they would take tax on behalf of the Muslim king. And they had this arrangement that certain percentage of all the taxes they could keep. And one of our acharyas, previous acharyas, gives a detailed description of how much wealth they had. And just by taking the value of a rupee at that time compared to what it is today, their monthly income, well, in dollars, I don't know what it is in rupees. Their monthly income was $400,000 a month. I don't know what that is in rupees, but that's a lot of rupees. They were fabulously wealthy. And they had only one son. And that was Raghunath. So they were very eager for their son to grow up and receive all of their wealth. But there was a problem. He had no interest in wealth. He didn't like it at all. He was such a spiritually inclined young boy. He only wanted one thing, the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when he was very small, just an infant, Haridas Thakur came to the Majumdar home. And through his association with Haridas Thakur, he developed strong attraction to the chanting of the holy name. Then later, he got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas. And in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees chanting in ecstatic love of God, he only wanted one thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association. So there was a series of events where he tried to get Lord Chaitanya's association. But it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. Again and again he tried, and his father hired guards to go and, when he ran away, to capture him and forcibly bring him back. Dozens and dozens and dozens of times. To a point where there were something like 20 people hired just to keep him from going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Round the clock, guarding him. It wasn't going to happen. But when he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, it was a very wonderful event. We recently were in Mayapur and visited Panihati. So on the occasion of a big festival in Panihati, where Lord Nityananda was there with all of his associates, and Raghunath Das heard, Lord Nityananda is very nearby. So he went to that place and saw Lord Nityananda seated under a large tree. That same tree is still there. But Raghunath Das was feeling not qualified to be in the company of Lord Nityananda. But because Lord Nityananda was omniscient, in the crowd, he knew that Lord Nityananda, that Raghunath Das was there. So he told one of his associates, bring Raghunath. Bring him here. Out of a big crowd of people. And when Raghunath was brought forward, he was in such a humble state, feeling, I'm before Lord Nityananda. But immediately Lord Nityananda, being very funny, he said, you thief! You come here! You're stealing! And you just want to hide. I know your mentality. You come here, I want to punish you. And he came before Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda put both of his feet on his head as punishment. And said, now because of your thieving, I'm going to give you another punishment. You have to feed all the Vaishnavas. Haribo, feed all the Vaishnavas. So he made an arrangement, because he was the son of the Majumdar family, so he had so much wealth. So he arranged a chipped rice and soaked flat rice in yogurt and condensed milk, two different preparations, mixed with camphor, and began making the mix, and had so many pots and so many quantities of dahi and condensed milk. And word spread fast. I don't know what communication system they used, radar or something. But everybody came. There's a big festival and they're serving prasad in honor of Lord Nityananda. And so more and more people came. And so Raghunath got more and more pots and more ingredients. The description is, and when you go there you can see, it's right by the bank of the Ganga. There were so many people, there was no room to sit, there was no room to stand, so they started eating their feast prasad, standing in the Ganga, up to their waist, eating prasad. In all directions, there was a sea of people, and a kirtan was going, very ecstatic kirtan. The kirtan was so ecstatic, and the mood was so wonderful, that only for the vision of Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came personally. And Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were moving through the crowd and taking some grains of sweet rice and pushing it in the mouth of the other and laughing. The other would take them and push in the other's mouth and laugh. And just a very joyful mood. An ecstatic kirtan, the whole day long. The next day, in the evening, there was a, the feast was over, and there was a huge kirtan with all the devotees. The next morning, Raghunath Das came before Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda said, "You have served all the Vaishnavas very nicely. I want to give you a benediction. What benediction would you like?" "I want the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give me your blessings that somehow I can get the mercy and the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And Lord Nityananda turned to all the devotees and said, "Please give your blessings to this sincere servant. He served you all so nicely. Bless him. Surely very soon you will get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And sure enough, in due course of time, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to be his. There's many further details in this Leela. But he got Lord Chaitanya's association in Jagannath Puri. And by the mercy, he served so nicely in Jagannath Puri that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his own deity as a gift. The deity was a Govardhan Shila. And he gave it to Raghunath Das. This Shila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see, it's still today in Vrindavan. And it's so much worn. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would place this Govardhan at his head, on his eyes as he was crying, on his heart, and just an ecstatic mood of separation from Krishna, because Mahaprabhu saw Govardhan is not different than Krishna. He worshipped Govardhan in ecstatic, spontaneous love of God. He would rub it with his thumb, and you can see the thumbprint where he rubbed it so many times. The thumbprint of Mahaprabhu was there in the Govardhan Shila, and he gave it to Raghunath Das, along with the string of gunja berries. They're little red berries that grow in Vrindavan. Raghunath Das understood, by these two gifts, he's giving me eternal residence at Govardhan and the mercy of Srimati Radharani, representing by the gunja berries, which are decorating Govardhan in his worship. After the departure from this world of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath went to Vrindavan to take shelter at Govardhan and receive the association of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. And there he remained for the rest of his life, simply serving Krishna in Govardhan and narrating the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he had learned from being in Mahaprabhu's association for so many years in Puri, as a service to the Vaishnavas. So Raghunath Das Goswami wanted Lord Chaitanya's association, but was unable to get Lord Chaitanya's association without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he then got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who then gave him the mercy of Srimati Radharani, who gave him the association of Krishna. And there are many others. Just for time's sake, I'll only mention one other. Jiva Goswami, we discussed this in the evening discourse about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami was very young. In fact, he was the son of Rupa and Sanatan's brother, whose name was Anupam. So because he was very young, he never had Lord Chaitanya's association directly, although some of his biographers say that when Rupa and Sanatan met him at Prayag, he was also there, but just a very small boy. But never in his adult life had he met Lord Chaitanya. But through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he was given association and residence, association of Rupa and Sanatan, and residence in Vrindavan. as we discussed this morning also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, by pleasing Lord Nityananda, he got residence in Vrindavan and perfection of life through the association of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So these are examples. They're not our contemporaries. They're associates, eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they're showing by example. If we want to advance on the path of devotional service, which was started by the mercy of Lord Nityananda or some representative of Lord Nityananda, if we want to go further and further and further on that path, we need Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So this is a wonderful occasion, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. We're celebrating his appearance, and in this celebration mood, let us pray to him that he gives his mercy in the form of Lord Chaitanya's mercy to help us advance, and his instructions how to further advance on this path of devotional service, and the strength to carry out those duties, because we're very weak. We all know how weak we are. But he is the source of spiritual strength, and he's very merciful. Sri Nityanandaram ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.